אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Hi, Amit. Here are the main headlines in this week's Australian Jewish News. The Jewish Community Council of Victoria has condemned a neo-Nazi event held at a gym in Melbourne's western suburbs last Saturday and has assured the community it's working comprehensively to marginalize extremist hatred. The gym event drew a crowd of protesters to the Legacy Boxing Gym in Sunshine West, where the European Australian Movement and National Socialist Network, led by white supremacist Thomas Sewell, were holding, quote, a white powerlifting competition. A promotional post for the two-day event stated, "We implore members of the wider national community to celebrate the movement's exponential growth with us." However, around 300 protesters aligned to the campaign against racism and fascism gathered outside the gym, chanting, "No hate, no fear, Nazis are not welcome here." Organiser of the anti-Nazi protest, Jasmine Duff, told media, "Never again, that's our message. Neo-Nazis are desperately trying to build a following, and they're doing it in the heart of one of Melbourne's most multicultural suburbs. So we're protesting to show that we stand intransigently against Nazism and against racism and bigotry in all its forms." The gym, adorned in neo-Nazi symbols, appears to have other links to far-right extremists and was criticised by Brimbank Mayor Bruce Lancashire earlier this year for that. The Jewish Community Council of Victoria President Daniel Agion said, "It's of great alarm that neo-Nazis continue to hold meetings and events in Melbourne. These events," he said, "despite taking place out of the public eye, are used to incite hatred towards the Jewish community and other diverse communities. And our organisation will continue to work closely with the Victorian government to ensure that our laws are strong enough to deal with these hate-filled groups, and will also continue to work with partners, including Victoria Police and Community Security Group, to protect our community against those who seek to do us harm." Now, meanwhile, two Melbourne federal MPs have condemned a white supremacist flyer featuring their faked images. In the flyers distributed to letterboxes, Kooyong MP Monique Ryan is depicted giving a Nazi salute next to Goldstein MP Zoe Daniel, standing in front of a framed picture of Adolf Hitler. This flyer also vilifies former Treasurer Josh Frydenberg and former Goldstein MP Tim Wilson, and mentions the Breivik Battalion, which is a reference to Norwegian terrorist Anders Breivik, who murdered 77 people in Norway in 2011. Mm-hmm. Zoe Daniel, who reported the incident to the Australian Federal Police and Victoria Police, told the Jewish News she's appalled. The Jewish community continues to have to endure such grotesque, defamatory and anti-Semitic attacks close to a century after the Holocaust.
Thanks, Shane. Obviously, more and more incidents of anti-Semitic activities around town, and some of the laws banning the swastika and all sorts of Nazi symbols coming into effect. Do you think it's just a matter of time until those sorts of anti-Semitic gatherings or salutes could also become illegal?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, all the new laws coming into effect now, banning the swastika and Nazi symbols is very welcome. And there's efforts underway to also include the Nazi salute as an offence. So I think because they're just new things, it'll take a bit more promotion and public awareness for those to kick in. But once they're kicked in, hopefully that'll have some effect. Banning communal meetings by these groups, that's probably a little bit more difficult to enforce and police, I would imagine. So I guess the best way to fight it is also through education and public awareness campaigns and these new laws that ban the Nazi symbols.
Okay, let's move on to other stories. And an interesting poll you guys at the AJN conducted about the political situation in Israel.
Yeah, so the Jewish News did a small poll, but a poll on our Instagram, of course, with these ongoing protests, mass protests in Israel's streets, with the judicial reform going on there, with Jewish communities around the globe also divided on the issue. And of course, last week, the Knesset approving the first part of the judicial overhaul called the Reasonableness Bill that strips the Supreme Court of the power to declare government decisions unreasonable. So the Jewish News wanted to get a sense of where the Australian Jewish community stands on this issue. So we polled, we did a poll asking, are you for or against the judicial overhaul package? And here's a little breakdown of the results. The overwhelming majority of pollsters, 64%, voted against the overhaul, while 17% voted for it. Interestingly, 19% voted for a milder version of the reforms. We also received plenty of messages, with one responder saying, it's the first step turning Israel into a dictatorship. Other responses included, it would be good to change the system, but we need to be wary of checks and balances. And also, some reforms are needed to stop unelected judges being able to overturn elected MK's member of the Knesset's decisions. And another comment was, separation of powers is needed in Israel so it doesn't just pass bills without checks. We also asked if the political turmoil is making Australians living in Israel consider returning to live in Australia. And the only answers we got to that question was were no. We also asked if the situation in Israel is making Australians reconsider visiting the country or even making Aliyah. There were some mixed responses. One was, absolutely, I would no longer consider making Aliyah. Another one was, yes, but we have paid for a holiday, was another response. And there were also a few other yes responses, but the majority of answers on that one was no.
Mm. It's amazing how people make a clear decision, especially as it has been such a short time since the reform began, I think a couple of months.
Yeah, it's been going on for probably, I would say, yeah, four months now, or 5 months, all this divisive issue. So we just have to see if it actually can be resolved, hopefully within the next few months. If it goes any longer than that, who knows? Who knows what the situation will be?
Okay, let's move on to other stories, and an interesting one about a group campaigning in favor for the Indigenous voice to Parliament, however, with some anti-Semitic tweets on social media.
Yes, there's a group campaigning in favor of the Indigenous voice to Parliament referendum. This group has apologized for a tweet that was labeled anti-Semitic. Auntie Tracy Hanshaw, and Awabakal Gairagal woman, who heads the advocacy organisation Justice Aunties, responded on Twitter to comments from the right-wing Jewish lobby group, the Australian Jewish Association, opposing the voice by saying they should leave their religious views out of the referendum. Her tweet said, if you don't like the laws in this country, then go back to Jerusalem and continue your attacks on Palestinians, because we won't tolerate them on First Nation Australians. That was her tweet. Australian Jewish Association President David Adler said her first words were, leave your, can't mention this word, religious views. Now that, he said, is anti-Semitic, and there's no way of spinning that as not being anti-Semitic. But Hanshaw told the Jewish News that was not her intent, as she was just responding to the Australian Jewish Association, whose name she thought implied they were speaking for all Jewish Australians. The name Australian Jewish Association has been controversial since that group was formed in 2017. At that time, then Executive Director and now Co-CEO of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, Peter Wertheim, said it would be objectionable if a new organisation purported to represent the Australian Jewish community as a whole. Adler said his group's name should not confuse anyone, as its website clearly states it is a centre-right organisation. He said he believes in the principle of teshuvah, so he said Hanshaw's apology should be listened to. The Justice Aunties head said she now realises that many Jewish organisations in Australia publicly support the Yes campaign. So she said, I'm so grateful that we have the bulk of the Jewish community in Australia supporting us. And I'm sorry in my heart, she said, if I did offend any of our brothers and sisters in the Jewish community, because that's not what the intention was.
Thanks for the update, and you can read more about this story on this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, let's do some sports. What's new in the world of sport?
Sure. Two quick sports stories. One, the 2023 Australian Maccabi Jewish Snow Sports Championships were held earlier in the week at Mount Buller Ski Resort in Victoria. The snow conditions at the mountain were quite poor, so the event had to be moved to a more difficult skyline racetrack. So there were a few more challenges, but the 74 participants still competed very well and competitively in six age groups, and there were some very close races, and the standout skiers for a second year were siblings, Sarah and Henry Orner, who were the fastest female and male skiers respectively across all divisions. There were many Jewish school students taking part as well, including from Mount Scopus, King David, Yavna and Bialik, all participating, as well as some students from New South Wales Jewish schools and from non-Jewish schools as well. Meanwhile, in Israel, Michael Valkanis, a Greek Australian, could never have imagined picking up a top football coaching position in Israel, but he has been tasked with rebuilding Israel Premier League giants Hapoel Tel Aviv. He's the first Australian to coach at the top level in Israel. Reflecting on his arrival in Tel Aviv, he told the Jewish News how he quickly realised the magnitude of the club and its fans. Of course, they've won 13 Premier League titles, but they haven't won for more than 15 years. So Valkanis has a big task, but he's embracing it. He said the supporter base is absolutely huge, and the club was successful in the past. We haven't seen that in the last decade. It's dropped off quite a bit. Now is the time, he said, to rebuild and restart. He said the process includes rebuilding the actual culture of the club by turning it into a high-performance environment before he begins to implement his attacking style of play. Valkanis is also relishing the opportunity to experience life in Tel Aviv. Having coached in Australia and Europe, he said there are definite similarities between Israel and Greece. He said, I think they're very similar people. He said, I never would have thought 10 years ago that I'm going to go to Israel, but here I am now, and it offers a great opportunity. It's a beautiful country that I'm sure I'm going to get to enjoy over the course of my time coaching here. So good luck, Michael Valkanis, and Hapoel Tel Aviv.
And good luck to everyone. Shane Ziatnik from the AJN. For all the other stories and latest updates, head to the Australian Jewish News website. Shane, speak to you next time.
Thanks, Amit.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.